Welcome to 3 and 30, a podcast for moms who want to create more meaning in motherhood. Each 30-minute episode will feature three doable takeaways for you to try at home with your family this week. I'm your host, Rachel Nielsen. Thank you so much for being here. Hello, my friends, and happy Monday if you're listening on the day this comes out. This is an important week for me, well, for all of us, because this coming Thursday, March 30th, 3:30, we are celebrating National 3 and 30 Day. And yes, this is absolutely a made-up holiday, but it's one that I look forward to every year, and this year especially, because my team and I have been working super hard behind the scenes this past month to get ready for a big reveal that will be happening on National 3 and 30 Day. Are you ready to hear what it is? I feel like I need a drum roll or something. In just a few days, I will be unveiling the brand new 3 and 30 website, cover art, podcast intro and music, and visual branding. This has been a long time coming, and I'm so excited for 3 and 30 to get this upgrade because it represents much more than just pretty new artwork and design. It really represents new levels of focus in the work of 3 and 30. I've been hosting this podcast for 5.5 years, and over that time, I've consciously been getting clearer and clearer on what I hope to offer mothers through this podcast, because I know your time and attention is very valuable and very limited, and I want to make sure this podcast is offering the most focused, impactful content possible. And I really believe that focus will be even more apparent after this rebrand. When I started 3 and 30 in 2017, I was a full-time stay-at-home mom with tiny kids, and I just needed a passion project. I had no idea this would become a business and my life's work. I just wanted a personal outlet to use my creativity and my love of teaching. I'd been a high school English teacher before deciding to stay home with my kids, and I desperately missed teaching. So I decided to combine my love of teaching with my current phase of life, motherhood, and the idea for this podcast was born. But it wasn't so simple as just deciding to do it. I actually thought about this idea for almost 2 years before I actually took action on it because I had major imposter syndrome. I thought, who am I to start a podcast? I'm just a stay-at-home mom. And I just kept procrastinating taking action because I'm a perfectionist and I didn't think I had time to make it good enough. But finally, I decided to just go for it. I remember sitting at my kitchen table late at night, sketching out my ideas for a simple website and paying someone a very minimal fee to design it for me. I Googled royalty-free music and just chose a song that seemed good enough for my intro and outro. And I watched online tutorials to figure out how to use a microphone to edit a sound file. I reached out to my first two guests, one of my best friends and my little sister. And we stumbled through interviews, re-recording some parts multiple times when needed. As I look back, I am so proud of myself for just getting started, for going for it when I had no idea what I was doing. On October 29th, 2017, I wrote in my journal, I started my podcast. After over a year of thinking about it and wondering if I'd ever actually do it, I buckled down and made it happen. I've had to ignore a lot of other things in my life, such as the fact that we still have boxes that need to be unpacked from our move, and photos that still need to be hung on the wall 5 months after we moved here. But it feels so good to have finally moved forward on a project that's important to me, a personal passion and goal. End quote. Well, in the 5.5 years since, 3 and 30 has become so much more than a personal passion and goal. I will never not be amazed by how much this community has grown and how much trust you as the listeners of the podcast have put in me to be one of your guides through your motherhood experience. I hope you can feel my genuine love for you and for this work that I'm honored to be able to do. If you look down at your podcast app right now as you're listening, you'll see the original cover art that I had designed back in 2017 as I started this passion project. I still love that cover art and I feel nostalgic when I look at it. But you might notice that my kids are so much younger in it. Sally is about 6 months old and Noah is 3. And Sally is 8 now and Noah is 11. They have grown and I have grown and this podcast and its mission has grown. I want this show to be more than just helpful parenting tips. I want the episodes to speak to a bigger transformation you're making within your life and your motherhood, one that's leading you towards more self-assurance, peace, and joy. So, as I've interviewed over 250 experts on parenting and self-development, I've been asking myself, what are the common threads between these experts' work? Are there core principles that could help any woman create a motherhood experience that fills her with daily joy? And if you've been following 3 and 30 for a while, you may know that a few years ago, I boiled those threads down into a framework that I could use to teach an online program for women called Self-Assured Motherhood. This is a 9-month-long program, and I'm in the middle of teaching the second round of it. It's been life-changing and transformational for the 165 women who've taken it. And that has gotten me thinking, I don't want that framework to just be part of my paid online program. It's so impactful that I want it to be part of everything I do with 3 and 30. I want all mothers to know how to find more peace and self-confidence in their motherhood using the 3 pillars of self-assured motherhood. And that is what is at the heart of this new website and rebrand for 3 and 30 podcast. You'll see the pillars of self-assured motherhood woven into everything we do, the way we choose guests for the show, the way episodes are organized on the website, and the way we talk about growing within your motherhood. I'm guessing that the shift will probably seem subtle to you, because I was using these pillars to guide my work before I even knew I was using these pillars to guide my work, if that makes sense. It was in looking back retroactively over the body of episodes of 3 and 30 that I was able to identify the themes. They were already there. I just had to uncover them and put them into a framework that will make growth more measurable and clear for moms who are feeling overwhelmed and unfulfilled and who just want action steps to find their joy again. So, are you curious what those 3 pillars are, the 3 major themes that will be the basis of my work with 3 and 30 going forward? Let me introduce them to you briefly first, and then as our 3 takeaways for today's episode, we'll dive deeper into each one. The 3 pillars of self-assured motherhood, which are actually steps and the order matters, are first, know yourself, second, honor your needs, and third, love your people. And let me say those again. First, know yourself. Second, honor your needs. And third, love your people. Notice that 2 out of the 3 pillars are about you, not your kids. And that is important. I feel like most of us as moms jump right to the 3rd pillar, love your people, when we're feeling unfulfilled in our motherhood. We dive in deep to learn how to, quote, improve our parenting. We watch all the Instagram reels or TikToks about positive parenting, or we listen to the parenting podcasts about managing tantrums, or we read the books about how to talk so kids will listen. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I love a good positive parenting strategy more than just about anyone. But in my personal experience, many moms who dive deep into learning how to love their children well often still feel unsettled and lost within their motherhood, because they haven't learned how to love themselves well. The foundation isn't there, the deep knowing of themselves and caring for themselves, which then makes it possible for them to truly love their people well. And that's why I've structured the 3 pillars of self-assured motherhood the way that I have. First, know yourself. Second, honor your needs. And third, love your people. And like I said, the order of the steps matters. And while you obviously can't wait to love your people until after you know yourself, because that's a lifetime endeavor, it does help to number them this way, because it reminds us that we need to prioritize the first 2 pillars, even in the midst of our busy mom lives, instead of just focusing on the 3rd pillar. So as our 3 takeaways today, let's dive in a bit deeper into each of these 3 pillars. And I hope as I discuss each one in a bit more detail, you'll be able to do a little personal assessment and ask yourself how you are doing with each. So pillar number 1 for being a more self-assured mother is to know yourself. And this is much easier said than done. Your first instinct might be, of course I know myself. But do you really? Do you know what you want, like, need, dream about, desire, and value? Or has that gotten lost as you've managed the needs of your entire family? Are you your own closest friend? Do you spend time with yourself doing the things you like to do, exploring the things you like to think about? Do you talk to yourself in a kind way because you know yourself deeply and you value who you are? Some of the most helpful ways that I've gotten to know myself over the years is through journaling, therapy, thought work, and life coaching, allowing myself to explore my interests, and meaningful conversations with my sisters and my girlfriends. This can be deep work, and it happens over the course of a lifetime, but it can also be fun and lighthearted too. It's just about becoming your own closest friend and truly accepting who you are at your core. One of the exercises that I did for this website rebrand is I wrote an auto-bio poem about myself, which will be featured on the About page of the new website. This is a really fun style of poetry that I used to do with my high school students when I was a teacher at the beginning of the year so I could get to know them better. And as a side note, let me tell you that 15-year-old boys were simply thrilled to write poems about themselves. They were good sports, okay? So to write an auto-bio poem, you use a provided template and you fill it in with phrases all about yourself, your deeper self, with details about what you want, like, need, dream about, and value. And today, I want to read you my most recent auto-bio poem, the one you'll see featured on the new website that's going live on Thursday. So here it is. Rachel, aware, kind, scattered, honest. Lover of crossing things off her to-do list, catching an unexpectedly beautiful sunset, and condensing meaty research into actionable takeaways for moms. Who feels content with her head on Ryan's shoulder, flustered when she can't find her car keys, always, and fulfilled when she hears that her podcast made a difference to someone. Who needs snuggles from her kids, conversations with her kindred spirits, and think time for work projects every day. Who gives care packages to friends who are hurting, half-birthday cakes to her children, and an over-easy egg to her dog Petra every morning. She's a sucker. Who fears loss of loved ones, loss of memories, and loss of integrity. Who would like to see a third baby in her arms, a best-selling book with her name on the cover, and every country of the world with Ryan as her travel buddy. Resident of a perfect little mountain town, Idaho. Pretty fun, right? Just a simple, low-pressure way to get to know yourself better. And if you'd like to write your own, you can get the template by going to 330podcast.com/poem, and we'll have an opt-in there for you, so it will send you my sample as well as the template that you can do for yourself and maybe do as a family activity with your children. It's a really, really fun activity. And I also have to tell you that I made my team members each write their own auto-bio poem for the Meet the Team portion of the new website. So you'll have to go and check out theirs as well so you can get to know the amazing women who help me run my podcast. Let's take a quick break to thank this episode's sponsors. This episode is sponsored by PrepDish, a meal planning service to set you up for a successful week of recipes that fit your family, complete with a shopping list. I don't have to tell you that getting food on the table for dinner is a feat that takes no less than 6 steps of planning and prepping. When I take time to plan meals for the week and go grocery shopping, I feel so much better, but it's often hard for me to find recipes that I know my family will like that will be easy and quick. This is why I love using PrepDish. The genius idea behind this service is that you can spend 1 hour prepping your food at the beginning of the week and have 5 dinners ready to put together in record time on busy nights. There's lots of plans to choose from, including gluten-free, paleo, low-carb, and super fast. All you have to do is grab their list and go to the store, or even better, place a grocery pickup order, and then spend an hour or two prepping the ingredients while listening to your favorite audiobook or podcast. At the end of that time, dinner is planned and prepped for the rest of the week, and you feel like a rock star. If you want to serve healthy, homemade meals without the stress, PrepDish is offering 3 & 30 listeners a free 2-week trial. Check out prepdish.com/3and30 for this amazing deal. Again, that's PrepDish, PrepDish.com/3and30 for your first 2 weeks free. Let me know how you like it. This podcast is also sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Kids' schedules, feeding my family, home organization, marriage, friendships, travel plans, health concerns. These are a few things on my mind right now. What's on your mind, and do you have a safe place to talk about it? Even if you have great relationships and friends to process your thoughts with, sometimes it really helps to talk with an unbiased professional, and I can't recommend therapy highly enough. If you're thinking of getting started, give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule because it's done entirely online. fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/3in30 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/3in30. So that's pillar number one of self-assured motherhood. Spend time getting to know and like yourself. Pillar number two for being a more self-assured mother is to honor your needs. At the heart of this pillar, you need to ask yourself, do I care for myself as thoughtfully as I care for everyone else in my family? Again, this is much easier said than done. But as I've heard therapist Dr. Julie Hanks say, you need to be in your own circle of care. That doesn't mean that you prioritize your needs above everyone else in your family, but it does mean that you prioritize your needs as much as everyone else in your family. If you prioritize your kids getting enough sleep, getting time with their friends, being involved in meaningful hobbies, and feeling cherished and cared for, you can prioritize those things for yourself too. They aren't selfish extras, they are human needs, and you are allowed to honor your needs. And the coolest part is, if you spent the time to get to know yourself in the first pillar, you will have a better idea of what your unique needs even are so that you can honor them. See how these pillars build on each other. Pillar number one, get to know yourself. Pillar number two, honor those needs that you have discovered without feeling guilty, because you are going to be more able to do pillar number three, our third and final pillar for being a more self-assured mother. Love your people. The question to ask yourself as you consider this pillar of loving your people is, am I bringing the best of myself to my relationships? Do I respect the mother, friend, and partner that I am? The answer is most likely yes in some ways and no in others. You may respect the way that you show up as a cheerleader for your kids' dreams, but wish you could stop yelling at them so much when you're frustrated. Or you might respect the way you manage your household with your spouse, but wish you could talk more honestly with them about some of the disconnection in your relationship. We all have things that we're working on and will continue to work on within this pillar of loving our people, but I can promise you that it will be so much easier to do if you have a solid foundation of knowing yourself and what you bring to this world, as well as honoring your needs so you're not burned out and empty. You will be able to learn tools to better yourself within your relationships and actually start to use them in your life to change and grow without using shame or self-loathing as a motivator. That's the beauty of this three-part process that I noticed as a pattern in the hundreds of expert interviews that I've done for 3 and 30, as well as in the deep work that I've done on myself over the past decade. You may know a little bit about my story, but in case you don't, when I became a mom, I thought I was so ready to thrive in this role. My husband and I had gone through infertility for several years, and we adopted our first child when he was a newborn, and I just thought that for sure, after such a long fight to become a mother, I would love every minute of it. But I found myself feeling so lost and unmoored in my new role, and I realized that I didn't actually know myself anymore. And maybe I had never really known myself, but I'd been covering that up with the busyness and accolades of school and college and then my career and my outward accomplishments. Once I was home with a crying baby 24/7, I was forced to actually look at some of the insecurities and griefs and struggles that I had been bearing for years. I didn't want to look deeply at myself, and at first I tried to fix my feelings of insecurity as a mom by reading every parenting book in sight, but I eventually realized that learning about baby sleep schedules and toddler activity ideas wasn't going to fill the emptiness inside of me and help me feel truly at home within myself and within my motherhood. I didn't need to learn parenting strategies, I needed to learn about myself. So I went to a lot of counseling, and I did a lot of soul searching and journaling, and I allowed myself to see that I had needs I had been hiding from in the name of selflessness. And once I started to honor those needs and value who I really was on the inside beyond just my accomplishments and my busyness and my selflessness, I started to feel so much happier. It was a journey that took years, and I honestly think that starting my podcast was a culmination of that journey because it took deeply knowing myself to recognize that I needed to be using my love of teaching somehow. And it took a commitment to honoring my needs in order to see that it was okay for me to pursue this passion project that might take some time and energy away from my kids, because it would give me back so much of myself in return. Of course, I didn't know it then, but I was living out the path to more self-assured motherhood by following the steps, the pillars. I got to know myself, I honored my needs, and it has made me so much more able to love my people. So this is why I'm so excited to make these pillars more central to the work of 3 and 30. And I hope that they'll become part of the common vernacular that we use in this community. I hope that soon thousands of moms all over the world will talk about the three steps to becoming more self-assured. Know yourself, honor your needs, and love your people. And whichever of these three pillars stands out to you as the area where you need the most help and resources, we have got you covered with our new website rebrand. We will have podcast episodes organized by our three pillars, so you can browse episode titles that go along with these themes and choose which topics feel the most pertinent for you. We'll also have a great search function so you can enter in any topic you're interested in learning more about and find the resources that we've compiled for you. We'll have a page dedicated to our online course offerings in case you want to dive deeper into any of these topics, as well as a super fun about page with info about me and the team and a page about our sponsors, so you'll always know where to find a discount code if you have heard about a product on the podcast and you want to try it out. It's going to be so, so good. So this Thursday, 3:30, National 3 and 30 Day, you can expect a little bonus episode from me where I'll announce the new website and some fun prizes we have to go along with the rebrand. You'll also see new podcast cover art for the show within your listening app, and you'll hear a new podcast intro with new wording and new music. It's all very exciting, so be sure to listen in on Thursday and also go to 3and30podcast.com and you'll be able to see the entirely new website with the updated visual branding, fonts, colors, photos, as well as that whole new level of user functionality that we hope will make it easier for you to find what you need in order to find more peace and magic in your motherhood journey. My friends, it has been the best 5.5 years. I truly never could have imagined, as I sat at my kitchen table sketching out ideas for a basic website and cover art, what this podcast would become to me and to so many other women around the world. It's a true and complete honor to do this work and to work on myself as I learn more about the three pillars of self-assured motherhood from all of our expert guests. And as a recap, those three pillars are know yourself, honor your needs, and love your people. Thank you for being on this journey with me, and I'll see you back here again on Thursday for National 3 and 30 Day. I love you, and I hope you have a beautiful day with your family.
Hi, I'm Desiree Endres, and I'm the host of your new favorite podcast, Minimalish. Minimalish is a podcast about making room for what matters in your life by living with less of what doesn't matter and more of what does, and pursuing intention in every area of our everyday lives. We talk about a realistic version of minimalism that fits your family. We talk about motherhood, family life, work, decluttering, intentional finances, and everything in between. Listen to Minimalish on the iHeart app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.